Hello, creepies, and welcome to another middle-aged mini-episode on the Middle-Aged and Creeped Out podcast. Enjoy the show.
Hey, creepies, welcome to Middle-Aged Mini number 41. Nate is your sound engineer, and we are your hosts, Todd and Sean, and we are middle-aged and creeped out. Nate, what's going on, man?
Oh, interesting little night here.
It's a little different.
We're minus Sean.
No Sean. Boo. Yay, boo.
Yeah.
Poor buddy. He's unfortunately, he's at home with his oldest kid who had a baseball play slash accident. And that's not good. Not fun.
No. So he, never fun.
No.
I guess Jenna was at the hospital with him until 6 this morning.
That's what I heard. It was
so all night.
Yeah, they said it was rough.
Yeah.
Sean this morning said, basically he's in a daze.
Yeah.
He was just like so foggy, and I'm like, I get it.
Been there, done that.
Yeah, so listeners, it's Nate and I, and we are doing a mini for this Wednesday, this week's episode. So you're not mixed up on your days. we just thought we'd do it easy on ourselves.
But take the easy road.
Yeah. But it won't be less entertaining. It'll be fun. But yeah, Sean's boy he plays baseball and he plays catcher, and a kid plowed him over basically at home plate.
And he couldn't raise his left arm.
Yeah, and they thought he had broken his collarbone. So they did tests and all that, and I don't think it's broken, but what was it, a pull, like strain muscle?
Strained muscles, yeah.
Yeah. And, yeah, and his left arm got jacked up, too, so he was struggling with that. So it's good that Sean's staying home with him and the family. And, yeah, so
yep.
So Nate and I can hold down the fort, and we'll do the best we can. And that way, I don't have to do any announcements. I'm literally taking the easy road. I'm lazy.
I don't want to do them.
I don't either. That's why I told Sean to do them.
No. I do advocate for everything that we announce.
Yeah, absolutely. I hope your mental health is great and everything else, but that's
about... Don't bully nobody.
There you go. There's that's this week's announcement. I think we did pretty good.
Yeah.
Sean will be proud. Buy some merch and get a hold of us.
Yeah.
There you go. So we have this topic for episode 50 or 41, sorry. Haunted New York City.
New York.
Did you see any of my posts on social media? I was pretty proud of my. I like my post. I'm pretty proud of. And on Instagram, I had Ace Frehley, New York Groove. Oh yeah, and then of course I had it on TikTok. I did. Blue Eyes. Yeah, Frank Sinatra.
Frankie.
Yeah. So haunted New York City. We got the largest city in the U.S. and they have been loyal listeners for a good while, so we thought we would reward them, and they've got a lot of history, a lot of creepy places that have some creepy stuff.
Yeah, that big and old, and I'm sure there's plenty there.
Yeah, so I think you creepies will enjoy some of these stories. We've got a lot, and we could probably do 100 minis or a bunch of fulls, because there's just I was looking at early this afternoon. And just, there's tons of places. I mean, whether it's hotels, houses, mansions, pubs, anything and everything.
Well, I'm sure there's some haunted alleys somewhere.
Yeah. Haunted corner. Well, haunted basement. They've got everything. So, New York City, you are pretty haunted. Okay. I'm going to go ahead and start, if you don't mind, Nate.
Yeah.
I've got one pulled up here, and I think most people have heard of this. If not, well, they're going to know about it. The place is the Dakota. And when I start reading it, you'll figure out why it's known or pretty popular. So the Dakota is renowned for its featured role in Roman Polanski's 1968 horror classic, Rosemary's Baby, which is a great movie. Mm-hmm. I love that movie.
Yeah.
Saw it a little bit too young, but then I saw it the second time as an adult, and it's, my wife hasn't seen it. I told her about it, so... Anyway, little side comment. So Rosemary's Baby, and it is the site of John Lennon's assassination. But the legendary Central Park West building has a long history of supernatural encounters in its own right. Over the years, workers and residents have reported seeing a friendly little girl dressed in turn-of-the-century clothing an adult with the face of a small boy, and even the ghost of John Lennon himself. So the Dakota. So yeah, I think it was 1980 or 81 when he got shot.
I think 81.
Yeah, because I was either 9 or 10. I remember when it happened. My mom and dad was like, whoa. So the Dakota, yeah, there you go. Check it out. I'm looking at the picture. It's a beautiful hotel. Hotel slash, I think, kind of use it for apartments. I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah, go and visit John.
Yeah, yeah, maybe sing a song for him. So that was a quick one just to get it started. So I've got some longer other ones. So yeah, so Nate, it's all yours, man.
I have House of Death.
That's a good start.
Yeah.
Does it get creepier than that? House of Death.
Just jump right in.
There we go.
Few buildings in New York City have a more sinister reputation than the so-called House of Death near Washington Square Park in Greenwich Village that has become widely known as the most haunted building in New York. According to legend, the 19th century brownstone got its name due to the Myriad. Is that how you say that?
What is it?
Myriad.
Myriad. Myriad. Myriad. Yeah, I think. Okay. Myriad, I think. Yeah.
These big words.
Something like that.
Well, it's not that big of a word, but it's not an everyday word.
It's a tricky one.
Yeah. That word of mysterious and violent deaths that took place in the building over the years, along with an extraordinary level of reported paranormal activity that has been reported there. Legendary author Mark Twain lived in the building for a year.
Never heard of him.
I don't know who he is either.
Mark Twain? Right? Sounds made up.
And his ghost, clad in his signature white suit and coolly smoking a cigar, has been spotted here. In fact, a plaque outside the building states, "In this house once lived Mark Twain, author of the beloved American classic, The Adventures of Tom Sawyer."
Oh, yeah.
He only lived in 1 year, but
enough.
That's their claim to fame.
I guess so. Sounds like it.
In 1987, the building was also the site of a tragic murder of six-year-old Lisa Steinberg by her father, Joel Steinberg, a former criminal defense attorney. That seems odd. Last but not least, Jan Bryant Bartel, an off-Broadway actress, poet, and longtime resident of the House of Death, wrote a compelling 1974 memoir about her paranormal experiences while there, titled Spindrift, Spray from a Psychic Sea.
Ooh.
So I guess go check that out if you want to know more about it.
Yeah, that's cool. I've never heard of that one.
Yeah, I haven't either.
Obviously, there's a lot of them I haven't, but
I'm sure there's, I mean, this is just a generic, you know, overview
right.
of the place. I'm sure there's a lot of in-depth creepy stuff going on there.
Right, and you think, though, with like...
Especially with the name.
Yeah, House of Death. Yeah, New York City, and I mean, there's so many, I mean, obviously it's huge, and it's got all kinds of places. I just thought I would have come across it with Mark Twain, because I don't think he's linked to a whole lot, so I'm... That's cool, though.
Yeah. I didn't know they lived in New York.
I didn't either. I thought he was just strictly a Southern... resident. I didn't know. Yeah. And how long did you say? Like a year?
1 year. 1900 to 1901.
Wow. Isn't that amazing? Yeah. Wow. That's a long time ago.
Over 100 years ago.
Yeah. We're that's pretty good.
Wild.
All
I can
right.
do easy math.
Yeah. We didn't have to take our socks off. Shoot. All right. I have one. This is called, I really hope I pronounced this correctly because it's the Morris Jumel. I'm going to say Jumel because it sounds better. J-U-M-E-L. So it's Morris-Jumel Mansion. This thing was built in 1765 and listed in the National Registry of Historic Places. The Morris Jumel Mansion, a.k.a. Mount Morris, in Washington Heights, is the oldest house in Manhattan and originally served as the summer house of Colonel Roger Morris, from 1727 to 1794. That's a long time. He was a highly decorated British Army officer. In the fall of 1776, we all know what happened on that year, the mansion briefly served as the headquarters for General George Washington and his officers during the Revolutionary War. In 1810, Eliza and Stephen Jamel purchased the Georgian-style mansion. Eliza reportedly had an affair with Aaron Burr. Whoa, all kinds of names here.
Hmm.
Who was the former vice president who had killed Alexander Hamilton in a duel. And soon thereafter, Stephen died mysteriously from a pitchfork accident. I don't think many people have pitchfork accidents by themselves.
No.
I think, yeah, accident. And it is in quotes. he had a pitchfork accident. Okay.
How did you run the pitchfork through your body? Well.
Yeah. How did you put
it was
in your,
an accident.
How did you put in your back? You're very skilled at killing himself. According to popular rumors of the time, Eliza actually buried Stephen alive. Whoa.
Wow.
She's ruthless. Eliza and Burr divorced 3 years later. Burr soon died, and Eliza eventually had a mental breakdown that lasted until she died in 1865 at the age of 90. Today, the Morris Jamel Mansion is allegedly haunted by at least five spirits, including Eliza, which in 1965, she allegedly shushed a group of rowdy school children who were taking a tour of the mansion. Stephen Jamel, Aaron Burr, a servant girl, who reportedly committed suicide by jumping out of a window, and even the painting of a Revolutionary War soldier that occasionally comes to life, a la the talking portraits that populate Hogwarts Castle. Oh.
Hmm.
It says, if you're interested in possibly running into any or all of these restless spirits, the Morris Jamel Mansion is open for self-guided tours every day but Monday. It's a lot of history.
Yeah.
A lot of big names there.
Yeah.
Back in the 1700s, early 1800s. Yeah. So there you go. I hope I pronounced that right. Like I said, it's the Morris Jamel Mansion. So what you got, Nate?
Another one that I don't know if I'm going to do it justice pronouncing.
Yeah,
the Critcher House.
The Critcher. Not the creature.
Yeah.
The Critcher.
K-R-E-I-S-C-H-E-R. Critcher.
Man, I don't know. Critcher. I don't, yeah. There's about eight different ways you could say it.
Yeah. I'm not fluent in German, so.
You know I don't speak Spanish. No. All right.
So a creepy Queen Anne Victorian-style mansion that sits empty on Staten Island. The allegedly haunted Critcher House contains 25 rooms and was built around 1885 by German immigrant and brick factory baron Balthasar Critcher. One of Critcher's twin sons later committed suicide in the mansion. In 2005, the property's caretaker, Joseph Black Young, who was also a hitman for the mob, murdered a fellow mobster named Robert Kelvey, inside the mansion, dismembered his body, and burnt it in the basement furnace. Over the years, visitors have reported strange voices and lights emanating from the house, along with sightings of the ghosts of both Critcher. I don't get that. Ghost of both Critcher Song? I don't know. As well as former cook. Son. Typo.
Ah.
Not a typo.
Ah.
Son. Critcher's son.
Jerks.
By the way, the Critcher House served as filming location for HBO's period crime drama Boardwalk Empire. Was also featured on a reality TV series, Paranormal Lockdown.
Mm.
In addition, actor Aaron Paul, who plays Jesse Pinkman from Breaking Bad, visited the Critcher House during an episode on the true TV series Super Into.
Hmm.
So it has a little bit of a TV spotlight.
Yeah, and I've heard of that show, yeah, The Lockdown.
Mm-hmm.
Amy Bruni, I think, is or was on that show. She is an investigator, and now she's a podcaster. She's been on Jerry Pauly, Tracy, you know, Hillbilly Horror Stories. I listened to her podcast, and I'm drawing a blank on the name, but Haunted Road. by Amy Bruni, but I think she was a part of that.
Okay.
The paranormal lockdown, mm-hmm. where there was like two or three of them, and they would go, and yeah, I mean, it's just them, and they're locked in. Yeah. There's no other guides, no other people, and they're and they go to some big places. So yeah.
Wow.
So I thought, yeah, that's a good story.
I'm in.
You're down, Sean. Right there. Oh, Sean.
Sean, dang.
What's wrong with him?
No, just our few little trips of investigating. Yeah, I'm hooked.
I know. It's one of those things that you do one time, and you're like, oh, yeah,
mm-hmm.
I'm down.
I like
this.
It
is awesome. And not even if anything happens. Like, it's just because you're still walking through history.
Yeah.
You learn about the people that...
Well, and it's...
What it was used for.
Yeah, it's different walking through these, places with a flashlight in the dark, too.
At 2 in the morning?
Yeah. It's a different perspective than, like, just going and visiting during the day.
Oh, yeah. I mean... Someday I'd like to go see like the White House, walk mm-hmm. around. But if you said you want to go to the White House or you want to go to, Alcatraz or you want to go to, the Winchester House, give mm-hmm. me the haunted places,
yeah.
at 1 in the morning mm-hmm. with a little flashlight. Thank
Definitely.
You for bringing your flashlights. Nate's the flashlight guy.
I am the flashlight guy.
He's not only the sound engineer on the podcast, but he is the flashlight guy.
I don't use them. Well, I do, but not
not
as much as you think the flashlight guy would.
And, yeah, that's right. Well, and you for the Waverly, you didn't wear your headband light that you did at where'd you do that at? Whisper
Estates.
Yeah, that was pretty cool. I thought that was so. Mm-hmm. cause you come out, you've got one in each hand. And all right, and I like the one with the red. Like I like the red light.
Yeah, I like the red light.
Because it's not
too.
As like whoa.
Yeah, it doesn't. It's not like blinding.
It's not overwhelming. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, I had one here, and as I was talking, I was messing with my phone, and then I just kind of scrolled up and down, and I don't really know where my story is. So let me find it here. Aha, there's your house of death. Okay, here we go. All right, where is that? Okay, here it is. The New Amsterdam Theater. So this theater is now leased by the Disney Theatrical Productions and currently home to the hit musical Aladdin. New Amsterdam Theater boasts a rich history as Broadway's oldest theater and an official New York City landmark that is also listed on the National Register of Historic Places. This theater was built in 1902 to 1903. The New Amsterdam Theater also features a resident ghost, none other than Ziegfeld Follies chorus girl and actress Olive Thomas, who was known as the most beautiful girl in New York City before she died in Paris in 1920 at the age of 25 after swallowing a lethal dose of mercury, mercury bichloride pills, which her husband Jack Pickford, brother of actress Mary Pickford, was using to treat his syphilis. The ghost of Thomas has often been spotted hanging out both on stage and in the backstage of the theater. So, New Amsterdam Theater. There you go. Yeah. So, kind of creepy.
There's a ghost.
There's a ghost among us.
I smell it.
The most ghost, no. So, I smell something, and it's not, it's got fur on it. And Sam, come on, man.
I told you there's a ghost.
If there's ever a time I wish I didn't have a sense of smell, it's when I come over here for about 3 hours.
That's all
right. He's bad. All right. What you got, Nate?
I have the 57th West 57th Street.
What was that again? 57th what?
57 West 57th Street.
New York City cracks me up with all their... Where do you live? Oh, I live on 16th Street, 32 East, and 14 mm-hmm. West. What? What are you talking about?
Yeah.
It's not just like Smith Road.
Yeah.
There's no,
It's all numbers and...
Yeah, Harrison Drive,
Like this one, it's 57 West and then 57th Street.
Yeah. Pick one. Pick a 57 and deal with it. Let's go. All right.
So in 1922, Albert Champion, a former cyclist and inventor of the spark plug... Champion spark plugs.
Ah, yes.
Yeah.
Okay, it's all coming together.
Married showgirl Edna Crawford. The May-September romance quickly soured when Edna took the younger, dashing Frenchman Charles Brazil as a lover. In 1927, Brazil allegedly murdered Champion in a Paris hotel.
Mm.
But Edna and Brazil convinced authorities he died of a weak heart and were set to inherit his fortune, with which she and Brazil bought the penthouse at 57 West 57th Street. Brazil was jealous, keeping Edna a prisoner of the penthouse and eventually beating her to death with a telephone.
Ooh.
After which, her bodyguards threw him out the window. The penthouse lay vacant for years, but subsequent owner, Carlton Alsop, claimed to hear Edna's clicking high heels and the couple's violent arguments, and his guest often reported seeing horrific, unexplainable sights. His wife left him, his dogs had nervous breakdowns, and things got so bad for Alsop that he eventually had himself committed before abandoning the penthouse forever.
Oh.
That's pretty bad when you got to commit yourself.
Yeah, that is bad. That's good realization, yeah. I guess, good admittance.
But I'm going nuts.
Where do I sign myself in?
Whatever I do, whatever I say, don't open this door.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's awesome. Oh, a drink break. I needed that. That's great. Yeah, man.
Never heard of that one.
No, I got, yeah.
I would have never thought Albert Champion would have been murdered.
Yeah, Champion, and it's still, they're used today.
Yeah.
Spark plugs. Awesome. So, let's see here.
So she had bodyguards, but mm-hmm. they were unable to keep him from killing her, but then threw him out the window.
Hold on, let me write this down.
That's like a...
So you say.
A soap opera.
Yeah, no kidding. That's like a... Hey. Yeah, like a little mini series. Did you see what happened? Yeah, threw him out the window.
Well, hold on. Commercial break.
Yeah, as they're swinging it back and forth. Wait a minute, weren't they supposed to protect her? Well, we thought that, but apparently not.
We're going to lose our jobs.
Oh, man. That's... Well, there's, yeah, I don't know. That's it didn't do really what they were supposed to, but
yeah,
I don't know. Okay, so my next one is called the Merchant's House Museum. It says this is at 29 East 4th Street in NoHo. NoHo. There's SoHo and there's NoHo and Bobado and Bozo and okay.
That's what the girl in the corner doesn't want to hear.
You looking for some fun? No, ho. Oh, man. Sorry, creepies. Oh, boy. Here we go. What'd you say? I said no, ho. Okay.
That's sorry. Where I live.
Yeah. Oh, I got you. All right. The wealthy Treadwell family bought this five-story Federal Greek Revival home in 1835 for a whopping $18,000. Holy mackerel.
That is a steal.
You can buy the garage now. Gertrude, I love that old name, Gertrude Treadwell, the last descendant in residence, died in an upstairs bedroom as a penniless spinster in 1933. Rumor has it she never left. You can't blame her, even in the afterlife. New York real estate is usually a hot commodity. The immaculate, how do I say that? Immaculately. Immaculately preserved house opened as a museum in 1936. And since then, visitors have reported strange smells, unexplained noises, and they have had sightings of a woman in a brown gown gliding down the halls.
Ooh.
Says you can check out this candlelit ghost tour.
That'd be fun.
Yeah, for a chance to encounter... For a chance encounter with the lady of the house. They called her Gertie. Even if Gertie doesn't come out of a ghoulish game of peekaboo, the Merchant's House Museum is still very much alive with her family's spirit. Merchant's House Museum.
That'd be fun.
Gertie.
Candlelight?
That would be fun.
because, you know, the light moves on you.
Oh, yeah. It really played tricks.
Oh, yeah.
So there you go. What do you got, Nate?
I have 12 Gay Street.
Okay.
I do not know where that's located in New York, but it says located right around, right around the corner from bustling 6th Avenue. Gay Street is arguably one of the most picturesque blocks in New York. And the quaint brick townhouse of number 12 is no exception. The building served as a speakeasy called the Pirate's Den.
I like it.
During Prohibition, and was purchased by the corrupt yet wildly popular Mayor Jim Walker. Jimmy Walker.
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
Jimmy Walker up from Good Times? Dynamite!
Dynamite. Mayor Jimmy Walker bought this place as a home for his mistress, Ziegfeld girl, Betty Compton. Neighbors insist the ghostly flappers and the Gay Street Phantom, a dapper gent in a cloak and top hat, still lurk around late at night. And if that's not creepy enough, the property was later bought by Frank Paris, the creator of notorious hell puppet Howdy Doody.
Oh, I loved Howdy Doody. It's Howdy Doody time. It's Howdy Doody time. I love Howdy Doody. They call him a hell puppet?
Yeah.
Dare them.
We'll have to look into that. Why is he a hell puppet?
This whole time I thought he was a Howdy Doody type of puppet. No, he's Howdy a hell Doody. Puppet. He's got, well, I guess everybody has a dark side.
Yeah.
Even freaking Howdy Doody. Hey, Howdy, how's it going? Ah! You know, he's like,
leave me alone.
Yeah.
I will kill you.
Oh, hey, Howdy. Calm down.
Here's your coffee. Calm down.
Yeah.
Eat a Snickers.
Here's a lollipop. That is creepy.
Yeah.
Not what I expected as far as Howdy Doody being a help.
Well, I like the,
okay,
the Gay Street Phantom.
Yeah.
Cloak and top hat.
Yeah, and anytime
sort of like Jack the Ripper.
Yes, I'm gonna start wearing a top hat and a cloak around the church. That'd be what? Yeah, and anytime you can say lurk too. Anytime a ghost or a spirit lurks, yeah, you gotta go with
lurking.
That. Yeah. How about I do one more, and then Nate, you can finish this off.
Sounds good.
All right, since I started it, you can finish it. The Brooklyn Bridge, which is pretty famous.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we've got between the neo-Gothic passageways and strands of steel cables, the Brooklyn Bridge is one of New York's most iconic architectural triumphs, making it easy to forget the tragedy surrounding this tourist-packed site. Over 20 men, including designer John A. Roebling, lost their lives during construction between 1869 and 1883. Only a few days after the bridge's opening, a stampede of pedestrians trampled and killed 12 people. Wow. Since then, countless numbers of suicide jumpers have ended their lives in the murky waters below. Visitors occasionally report screams and shouts materializing from nowhere. Others claim a headless construction worker chases taxicabs across the bridge. That is wacky. Whether or not these accounts are real, it's best to remain alert. Bikes zipping by the pedestrian walkways are liable to take your life if you don't watch where you're going. Yeah, they're probably scarier than the than the apparitions and ghosts. So, Brooklyn Bridge, check it out. That's creepy. The headless construction worker chasing taxi drivers.
Who's that running behind us? Oh, that's Frank. Don't mind him.
Yeah, he just loses his head every once in a while. All right, Nate, what do you got?
Jeez. Last but certainly not least is the Manhattan Well. In the winter of 1800, the body of young woman named Guglielma, and we had to look that up.
No, we didn't, Nate. You nailed it right first time. We never practiced that.
Guglielma. It is Guglielma. Guglielma.
We did use an audio pronunciation.
Yes.
Guglielma.
Very needed, because we're neither close to that.
I told Nate when he got to the part, I would just hit it. So anyway, the lady, Guglielma. And then you just pick up after that. All right.
So anyhow, Guglielma Sands. Her last name's nice and easy.
Sands.
We need the pronunciation. Sands.
It's probably Sandiza.
What? Was found at the bottom of the Manhattan Well at what is now 129 Spring Street. Hmm. A well on Spring.
Ah, I like that. I like what you did there. Oh, well.
The ensuing trial was one of great scandals of 19th century in New York, with Levi Weeks, brother of influential builder Ezra Weeks, accused of her murder after he reportedly impregnated and promised to marry her. Weeks retained the city's top attorneys, including Aaron Burr and Alexander Hamilton.
Hmm, heard of them.
And was acquitted, despite growing public outrage. In 1817, the Manhattan Well was filled in and built over, but it was rediscovered in 1980 and was since became, and has since become a notorious destination for paranormal enthusiasts, claiming the ghost of Guglielma Sands.
Sandies.
No. Sandez Sands still haunts the area.
Ah. Oh, Alex and Aaron. Those two.
They're all over the place.
Two crazy guys.
Then they ended up shooting each other.
Yeah. All the things they did. And then they just, my gosh, could you have just done a better job at just going your separate ways?
Can't we just be friends? Come on.
Can't we all get along? Knuckleheads.
Guglielma.
Guglielma. I'm going to be saying that all day tomorrow. And that's how I was Guglielma.
Guglielma.
It's actually a pretty name, Guglielma, yeah, but
it's pretty cool. It's not your. It reminds me of like a wandering gypsy, Guglielma.
Guglielma. Yes, yes, it does.
Belly dancer.
Ching 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 ching. Who's that? That's Guglielma.
Guglielma.
Those were good stories. I like that. I hope the creepies enjoyed
those.
There's
many, many, many more.
Oh my gosh, there was a ton. Yeah.
Yeah, we just highlighted these. I mean, we didn't go into huge detail on any of these either.
No, I think maybe down the road we'll could just do maybe a full
pick one and
dive into it.
Yeah,
because there's more to these stories, and then yeah, I mean we could go on forever. So you got a city like New York City that's you've got a lot to choose from.
Mm-hmm. Walk the footsteps of Guglielma.
Guglielma, yeah.
But don't fall down the well.
No. Because it would not go well. Well, Nate, what do you think on that?
Oh, this is a fun time.
It was.
Missing Sean, but...
We did miss Sean. We hope his boy is healing. But
at least we were able to get together, the two of us, and give the creepy something to enjoy listening for a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Try to keep it going.
Can't let him down. Got to keep it going. Got to keep this train going, as they say. Yeah, we miss Sean, and he does so much for the podcast, but I am glad he is staying home.
Yeah.
Basically, I told him to stay home.
and there's more factors to what's going on right now than just that. I mean,
they're
that's
getting hammered.
Yeah, that was sort of the straw that broke the camel's back.
Yeah,
so, exactly. Just need some time to recharge and gather.
Yeah.
So
he said he should be back next week. So.
Yeah.
Because
we'll gladly give it to him.
Yeah.
Help him out.
Because I ain't doing
the
announcement. Sorry, creepies. Like I said, we'll say, well, you know, hope you're doing okay. Buy some merch, and there we go.
Yeah.
So
go get you some.
Go get. Oh, good. Uh-oh. Uh-oh. Sean's like, no.
It's coming out.
No. There you
go. That's right.
Well, creepies, that was fun. Hope we did a good job for you. And, yeah, that was Middle-Aged Mini on a Wednesday night, number 41, Haunted New York City. And until next time, Nate is your sound engineer. We are your hosts, Todd and Sean, even though Sean's not here. And we are middle-aged.
And creeped out. Keep it creepy.
Nailed it. See ya.
Later.